Morning Mass, Big FM 93.7. Time for Dial a Doc today. We're talking today on Dial a Doc. He is nurse practitioner in FHN cardiology. Steve Harwiger joins me this morning. Hey, Steve, thanks for joining me today on Dial a Doc.
Good morning.
Today, all month long here, the month of February is National Heart Month. So let's talk about heart and cardiovascular health. When we talk about the cardiovascular system, that includes more than just our hearts. What's included in that, and why is it important to keep the whole cardiovascular system in mind when discussing heart health?
Yes, the cardiovascular system, you know, the kind of the workhorse that we think about is the heart, but it also includes the arteries and the capillaries and the veins, all the other kind of plumbing system that gets the blood from the heart through the body, carrying the oxygen and nutrients then back to the heart.
Tell us about coronary artery disease, and what are the symptoms of that?
So coronary artery disease is the buildup of plaque, most typically in the arteries supplying the heart muscle itself. This can show up in a variety of ways. Sometimes it's pretty benign feeling, where people can just have more tiredness or fatigue, or it can be more impressive to the patient, where they get more short of breath or start having some of those chest pains, or, you know, not being able to do activities as they once could.
Is that the same as a heart attack? And if it's not, what is a heart attack exactly then?
It is not quite the same. The heart attack usually comes from either a sudden loss of blood flow in the heart arteries, or it gets very, very narrow to the point that the heart can't keep up with that demand. And the difference in symptoms, sometimes they're not too different, and other times it's pretty impressive to the patient. The most typical symptoms, at least for most males, would be your classic chest pressure or tightness. Sometimes you can have like nausea or the shortness of breath we discussed before, back pain or jaw pain. Women are more commonly going to have some of those, you know, nauseous, you know, back pain kind of symptoms. And they'll typically have two or three symptoms. So that differs from the male counterparts a little bit.
What if somebody thinks they're having a heart attack? What are the most important things to do in that situation?
If they think that they're having a heart attack, I would recommend that they call 911 and get taken to the emergency room. I would not advise them to try to drive themselves.
We're talking today on Dial a Doc with Steve Harwiger. He is nurse practitioner in FHN cardiology. We're talking February being National Heart Month. And Steve, are most heart attacks fatal?
Thankfully, most heart attacks are not fatal. Now, that really ranges less than about 5% that are fatal off the bat. So that gives people a good chance to treat their hearts after that. Some things that they can do to help treat their hearts is obviously the getting to the hospital, getting that treatment done, then the medications, because we have a whole host of medications. But something that everyone can do at home is to look at their diets, try to emphasize fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins like monounsaturated fats, avoiding, you know, high, you know, dairy and cheeses, which is kind of hard in this neck of the woods. Quitting smoking would obviously be one of the number one things people can do. And being more active, getting somewhere in the ballpark of 7,500 to 10,000 steps in a day would be great for people's activity and to lower their heart risk.
What about, let's talk about symptoms for heart problems, and how do they differ between men and women?
So the symptoms for heart problems and the differing for men and women is that men typically have that mid-chest kind of crushing elephant, you know, sitting on your chest that, you know, everyone has heard about. Women can have that, but they can also be a little bit different where they have more like a nausea, back pain, jaw pain. You know, one of my recent cases where an elderly lady ended up having a heart attack, but she thought it was just that she had tweaked her neck and shoulder. and that was really her presenting symptoms. So there's kind of a wider range there. And that's why when something like this happens, they should really seek care so that their care provider can help tease that out for them.
You kind of mentioned this earlier as far as lifestyle changes to help maybe get ahead of some heart attacks. But what about, is there anything in specific that people can do to help reduce their chances of developing coronary artery disease or maybe just general heart problems in their lives?
Yeah, so the lifestyle changes really come back to that diet that we talked about, limiting alcohol use, smoking cessation, being more active, the diet high in fruits and vegetables, and those whole grains, the lean proteins. Those are probably the corner for people to work on. And actually getting healthy sleep, 7 to 9 hours of sleep in a night is very important.
We're talking with Steve Harweger, nurse practitioner in FHN cardiology here today because February is National Heart Month. And Steve, what types of treatments and procedures can someone undergo there at FHN's Judy and Virgil Bacher Cardiovascular Center at FHN Memorial Hospital?
So here we can do angiograms that can be done in the heart arteries as well as the arteries that supply blood to the legs. If the blockages are found, then we can treat those with either balloons or stents if needed. We have Dr. Kilru and Dr. Siraj here performing those procedures who are very experienced in that. We can also treat the heart beat. So if their heart beats too slowly, we can also put in pacemakers here that help the heart speed up when it needs to.
What kinds of preventative tests and procedures does FHN offer?
We offer a wide range of preventative testing here. We can do screening tests like treadmill stress tests. We can do echocardiogram on the heart, which is an ultrasound of the heart, looking at the heart muscle, looking at the valves that help to make the blood go to the right places. We can also do arteries or ultrasounds of the arteries and veins in the neck, the abdomen, the legs. We have nuclear medicine options that we can look at the do stress tests on the heart to look for coronary disease. We can also do nuclear testing to look for things like amyloidosis. We have CT, CAT scanning options, to look at the blood vessels and the amount of calcium in the heart arteries. And in February, we offer a special on our standard treadmill stress test and the coronary calcium scoring that is $134 if it's booked in February and completed by the end of May.
We're talking with Steve Harweger, nurse practitioner in FHN cardiology today on Dial-A-Doc. And Steve, you mentioned those procedures. How can people arrange for elective cardiology procedures or tests there at FHN?
So as usual, all information can be found at our website, fhn.org. But they can call 599-6860 and speak to the scheduling department directly to schedule those testings.
Steve Harweger, nurse practitioner in FHN cardiology here today on Dial-A-Doc. Steve, thanks for joining me, and have a good month, all right?
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. That's Steve Harweger, nurse practitioner in FHN cardiology here today, talking about on how February is National Heart Month here today on Dial-A-Doc, preceding paid for by FHN.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.